Hi, everyone, and welcome to Strategic Wealth Strategies Podcast with our host, Alan Porter. Alan, what's going on, man? How are you?
Yeah, well, it's a great day here again in North Carolina. It's almost 70 degrees. I got my pool fixed, and I'm ready to start swimming here shortly.
70 degrees? It's freezing in Pittsburgh. Come on now, Alan. I don't like this. If see, when I was in Texas, I would say, yeah, Alan, we're about in the same boat. No, we're not. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's why I live in Nebraska. I mean, I live in North Carolina.
Instead of Nebraska.
When I retired from the Army back in 93, people asked me, said, well, Alan, why don't you go back to Nebraska? I said, have you ever been there in the wintertime? I said, no, I'm right here. I'll stay right here in North Carolina.
All right. This topic tonight is so important. Anyone streaming it on Alan's platforms or my platforms, this is something that will shock people. And we got even more opportunities in shocking people of ways to save money. Because, Alan, everyone's just struggling right now.
Oh, absolutely. Neil, you know, what I do, like you know, I try to save people, reduce or possibly eliminate both debt and taxes, show them how to become their own bank, pay compound interest to themselves instead of the financial institutions, and eliminate the risk in retirement. But I found out about this. I've known about it for a while, but I really got into it last week, and I think this is an absolute game changer for people. Because healthcare is one of the top concerns for people in the United States because they can't afford it. It's too expensive. But I found out Impact Healthcare, and our guest today is Tom Jacomes. And the stuff that you're going to hear today, I don't think you're going to believe it. But believe me, it's true. You know, something like just reducing healthcare 30 to 70%, that's absolutely huge for people. And companies, they're saving hundreds of thousands of dollars every year on this. But let me introduce Tom. Tom, great to see you again. How you doing?
Good. Alan, how are you?
I'm doing great.
All right. So Tom, please explain what health sharing is.
Sure, Neil. Thank you very much for having me on today, guys. Health sharing is a concept that was started more than 40 years ago by large religious organizations. Churches with hundreds or thousands of members figured out that they could form their own nonprofit organizations and pay their own medical bills for a savings of up to 50 to 70% to their members. The difference is the profit, right? The nonprofit organization is concerned strictly with taking care of its members, whereas for-profit insurance companies have to answer to shareholders and post record profits, as well as pay executive salaries and lavish lifestyles. So it's simply, it's that simple, right? The health sharing concept takes the profit out of healthcare. And as a result, you have, you know, families and businesses across America who are saving up to 70% on premiums.
It's crazy. And I'm familiar with the religious sharing because I did do one of those programs before, and it was phenomenal for a large family. So it's very, very interesting that it's coming more to the marketplace now. Go to Alan with your question.
Well, Tom, how is Impact Healthcare sharing different from the rest?
That's a great question. I'm glad you asked that because Impact is brand new to the industry. And the difference between Impact and all of the other health sharings is very critical. Number one, they are open to all religion, races, colors, and creeds. Unfortunately, some of these religious organizations that began health sharing concepts decades ago are closed off to strictly members of their religion. So, you know, it's kind of discriminatory and it's excluded people from participating. So Impact was started by the Chrysler family from the automotive industry. We all know that name. And it's really just a legacy plan for the Chrysler family. There is no profit motive. It's their way of giving back. And what a way of giving back, helping Americans save tremendous amounts of money on healthcare. And it, quite frankly, it's better healthcare because there are a variety of reasons that we can go more in depth in. But number one, up to 70%. Myself, I saved 60% when I first started going from $650 a month to about $180 a month. And it's better coverage. You know, the 90-10 split versus the 80-20 for those who are familiar with, you know, insurance terms. And, you know, other than that, you know, there's a tremendous amount of benefits that, you know, would take us, you know, an extensive interview to do. But, you know, I'm happy to answer any specific questions you guys might have.
We'll definitely delve into those because I'm familiar with stuff that I've been in programs that you have to submit bills and there's a lot of things that look great, but then you have to go and sell to every provider. So I won't mention that company because I just didn't like it. I thought it sounded awesome. It sounded like it was great for businesses, but this sounds like this is great for business owners because business owners that are self-employed that have their own business, but you don't want to go and carry health insurance for everybody else. And they're in this specific boat, especially solopreneurs out there. These people that are building a business, building an opportunity. They might be even in network marketing in other areas and they're doing really well, but then they have to cover their own healthcare. That's when things get scary. Here it is. Is there a network? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, let me say something real quick because I talked to two people that work for companies and they've got agents that work for these companies, like a Goldman Sachs or something else. A lot of these guys would like to go out on their own, but they can't afford a healthcare.
That's totally true.
So they go to a company. But with this, now you're releasing a whole new genre of entrepreneurs.
I already know somebody right now. If we can have this conversation, I'm going to tell. And there's lots of people I'm going to tell. One of my people that works for me right now is intrigued by this program. So go figure the amazing things that happen. Is there a network of doctors and hospitals? Because I'm going to hit you with a lot of questions today, Tom. And I know that you gave us questions, but as a journalist, I'm interested, but also because this intrigues me and I trust Alan with my life in so many ways. And that's kind of a Freudian slip right on life. But is there a network of doctors and hospitals involved, Tom?
That's another great question, Neil. And I'm glad you brought that up. I want to touch on both of your points there. Number one, two of the biggest selling points here with Impact versus other health sharing programs is there's absolutely no network of doctors and hospitals. Wow. You know, you'll find out with the major carriers, as most of us know, who can even afford to have major insurance, that if you don't go to that network of doctors and hospitals, they will either not pay or not pay 100% or you know, they will stick you with a large portion of that bill. So being a nonprofit organization with no profit motive, again, the only directive of the nonprofit is to take care of its members. Another point you touched upon earlier that I wanted to expand on was the fact that you mentioned with other sharing programs, the way that they operate, you have to pay the bill up front and then you have to wait for reimbursement. Now, I've even heard of some organizations that actually have the members send personal checks. So imagine waiting on 1,000 personal checks for $5 or $10. I mean, to me, that's a logistic nightmare. And what if not everybody doesn't participate? I mean, it's just a logistic nightmare. So Impact has got patented software where everyone who pays in really has a savings account with the company. And everyone can see every dollar and how all the money moves in the back office. Wow. So every month they'll list everyone who had an approved medical bill and then who received what payments, what percentage came out of your account. And if for any reason you decide after a few months or years that you no longer want your Impact plan, you will actually get the amount in your account rebated back to you.
Wow. Now here's a question for you. Do you have to submit CPT codes and stuff like that? Because I've worked with an organization. I had a kind of program, I'm not going to mention the name of it on this program, that I had to turn in all the CPT codes and stuff like that.
You know what, Neil, that's a great question. And one thing I want to stress here for those who are interested in the plan and possibly interested in repping the plan is we do not have to become experts in every detail. Impact provides us all a platform on our websites where we can submit somebody's name and contact information, and a representative from Impact will call them and answer all their questions. So to be perfectly honest and transparent with you, I'm not sure about the CPT codes. That's something that I would refer to Impact and have someone from their office contact you.
Well, that's great. And that's another way that I operate my business. You know, I ask, especially business owners, I said, would you rather have a tax deduction or pay capital gains tax when you sell your business? And everybody says, well, Alan, I want a tax deduction, but how do you do that? I said, it's not how, but it's who I know. that knows how to do that. That's why I work with a team of top CPAs, tax specific attorneys, and other, and we collaborate together to come up with solutions for people's financial problems. But Tom, let me ask you this. How do they, are they able to keep the costs so low?
That's, again, another great question. And I think I touched upon that in my intro. The one reason for that is simply the fact that it's a nonprofit organization. When you look at the expenditures of these major commercial carriers and the size of their office buildings in the big cities and the size of their corporate jets and the size of their executive team salaries, that answers your question right there. I'm saving 60% on my premium, and I know the difference between $650 and $180 a month is the fact that Impact has got a modest office in Florida. Their overhead is low, and their main concern is taking care of the software and maintaining the health of their members. There are no exorbitant salaries. There's no executive team, and most of all, no shareholders to pay or answer to. So that's how they keep the cost down so low.
Wow.
I mean, Tom, here's another thing. I had one of the first guys I'm getting in this program. I'm saving him $7,000 a year of his healthcare costs. Now, he's a 39-year-old. He makes good money. He's got a family of four. But here's another thing that I learned. It doesn't make any difference if you got a family of three or if you got a family of 10. It's the same. But with him, now that gives him $7,000 to buy life insurance to protect his family that he never had before, which is in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Huh. I mean, this opens up so many doors for people, whether it's buying groceries, making a house payment, or anything else.
Totally.
Yeah, absolutely. I that's a great point. Being in the financial investment field yourself, anyone who's in that industry or in the insurance industry, you can help people with wealth strategies by now saving them hundreds, if not thousands of dollars annually, and then redirecting that money into wealth strategies to help them build more wealth.
All right. Do you need a license to sell this?
Another great question. Because it's a health share and not a health insurance, it's not regulated by the health insurance company. So the answer is you do not need a license to do this. You simply have to get accredited when you sign up as a representative, which is a very simple test. And any intelligent person can handle that information. It's just digesting the information. So no, you do not need a license.
Well, let me ask you this question. How are representatives compensated?
Great question. So they're compensated the same way all insurance people are compensated. They get a percentage of the billable commission every month, and it's residual. So if people who aren't familiar with the insurance industry don't know, most insurance companies pay a residual commission every month. So every month that the customers pay their premium, you're going to get your commission paid by direct deposit.
It's one of the greatest comp plans I've ever seen.
No, totally.
It really is.
And what do people need to know to get started?
Well, Alan can provide a link here and in all of the post marketing where people can just click on, get all the information they need. They can have a representative call them if Alan, arranges that. And once they've got all their questions answered, they simply sign up and then take the accreditation.
Wow. I think it's very, very amazing. I'm, again, Alan's marketer, right? The media giant. That's why I call myself the media giant. So I'm going to send as many people Alan's way as possible, already talking to people. And I just want to help Alan. That's it, as multiple businesses that I own, and media giant gets the media out, and Alan has his own media company. So it's another great platform, Tom, to be a guest on again. Anything else you want to add to people where they can find information on what you do, Tom, and where they can go?
Yes. Alan will provide a link for all the information they need. I just want to end by saying that, this is really a medical freedom crusade. We all know that the insurance industry is corrupt and broken, has been for decades, and they're getting wealthy on the backs of sick Americans. So I was very blessed to find this less than a year ago, share it with my network, and I've built a massive team, and we're reaching out to people across the country and helping hundreds of customers transfer to this affordable healthcare every month. So anyone watching this, please contact Alan, get the information you need, and start saving money today.
And it'll be on my nationally syndicated, because it's syndicated also on my nationally syndicated radio show. And the conversation, I was in a conversation, I'm going to tell you in the green room after this, Tom, other ways we can help as well. So it's such a collaboration of three minds like this. And it was a great conversation. And it makes me happy because I'm signing up. There's no doubt about it. And Alan's got me as a customer. Appreciate it. But Alan already has me as a customer because my financial guy is Alan. I have my own TV guy. I mean, I have my own, I guess not TV guy. I have my own documentary guy who does my documentaries. Alan's my financial guy. That's the power of this. And appreciate it, Tom, you stopping by.
Hey, listen,
Thank you very much, guys.
Go ahead. Yeah, you can contact me at 910-551-1046 or my email address is strategicwealthstrategies, @gmail.com. And I don't charge a fee for my consultation. And I look forward to hearing from everybody because this can change your life.
And he takes the time. And that's so impressive. And that's so great how we met, guys. Appreciate it, guys, everybody. That was the Strategic Wealth Strategies podcast, guys. Take care.